Samuel D. Hunter's award-winning and critically acclaimed new play, The Whale, opens tonight at the Charles R. Wood Theater in Glens Falls, New York. And it opened last night, right? Opened last night?
Opened to previews last night.
Excellent. And it's as part of the Adirondack Theater Festival's 2014 season, and the production is directed by Kristen Van Genhoven. Charlie, a 600-pound man, is slowly eating himself to an early grave. His caretaker and friend, Liz, has been trying to get Charlie to see a doctor for years to no avail. Charlie teaches online writing courses from his Idaho apartment. His weight keeps him isolated from the physical world outside. His daughter, Ellie, a teenager who is pushing against the adults in her life, suddenly shows up at his door. So does Elder Thomas, a young Mormon on his 2-year mission. Charlie deals with more than weight issues. Issues from his past have brought him to a crisis in the present. We are joined now by two actors from the production, Timothy Carter, who plays Charlie, and Brenny, and is it Rabine? Or
it is, you got it.
Brenny Rabine, who plays Liz. Timothy and Brenny, thank you so much for coming in today. What a nice thing to have you both here.
Certainly. Glad to be here.
So tell us, let's begin with you, Timothy, of what it is like to play Charlie and how... I would think there's a physicality to this performance.
There is indeed. I'm wearing a suit made out of foam that covers pretty much my entire body. It's the same suit, actually, that was worn by the actor who played the role in New York. This play was originally done at Playwrights Horizons in New York City. And a really fine actor, Shuler Hensley, played Charlie in that production. And they built a suit for him. And since then, other theaters have done the play, including the theater we're currently doing it at, Adirondack Theater Festival. And so they actually, this theater rented the suit from Playwrights Horizons for me to wear. It weighs about 50 pounds. It's quite warm, it does limit my movement a bit, but also a big part of my performance is I've had to sort of study how big people move, hopefully I'm able to do that authentically on stage.
So when you take on a character like this, and I'm curious, I'll ask you first, Timothy, and then we'll have you both discuss this. But how does the cast prepare? What kind of conversations do you have as you're working on the play to kind of get a handle of the message of what you're ultimately trying to convey?
Well, to be honest, I mean, a lot of people who haven't seen the play but may have heard of it know that it's about this very large, morbidly obese man. They might have the idea that the play is predominantly about that. That's certainly a big issue in the play because it's, my weight, my character's weight is threatening his life. Sam Hunter, the playwright, is writing about relationships. Even more than most plays you might see, this is a play about human connection. And relationship, and it's if you were to boil it down to the bones of the play, it's really about a father and a daughter reconnecting after many years apart.
So, Brenny, you play Liz in the play, and you are the caretaker and friend, and really have been working very hard to try to get Charlie to a doctor and ultimately to take care of himself. And you explore in this what you can do to help someone else who perhaps needs help but doesn't want it.
Yes, it's... It's such a complicated relationship that a caretaker would have to someone in Charlie's situation, and I think it's very similar to the way a codependent relationship develops with addicts. She has every good intention. She tries very, very hard to get him to change his ways. And at the same time, the audience will see a lot of enabling behavior that is quite frustrating. And that's been delightful and perplexing to look at as an actor, to try to reconcile a lot of contradictions. Every character in this play is really three-dimensional and complex the way human beings are. And since it is a relationship play, Timothy's right, that all of their bumps and edges work up against each other in surprising and beautiful ways. I got to talk with a woman who's a health coach to her client, Marianne, weighed 700 pounds, and she is down to 350 pounds. And it was difficult conversation that I first had with Lori, the coach, because I was so aware of my own prejudices about people who are big because of my ignorance. And I have had such an eye-opening experience coming to know people who've been on this path. And it's beautiful and heartbreaking.
What do you think it is about, as we mentioned, this play is one, you know, has been acclaimed in New York and comes here. And I'm curious as to why you think it resonates with audience, of what it is about it that gets people interested in talking and ultimately, let's face it, entertained.
Well, it was interesting having, we had our first preview, our first and only preview last night. We opened tonight.
Summer theater.
Yes.
You got your preview, enjoy it.
And I could literally feel the audience shift at a certain point, because when the lights come up on me at the start of the play, it really is striking to see someone who is that big. And it takes a while for the audience to get used to me. And it's easy to feel a sense that someone of that size is alien or, you know, not like me. Our director, Kristen, had a friend of hers come to our rehearsals. And I spent about an hour with her. Talking about her life and her weight, her health issues. And when she first walked in with her walker, she, like Charlie, she has to use a walker to get around. I felt a sense of alienation. I wasn't quite sure how to talk to her, or what I what it was say for me to say to her or to ask, and I got the feeling last night in front of the audience that I could feel slowly them shifting from thinking of Charlie as not like themselves to really loving Charlie and wanting the story to turn out well. I won't ruin it for your listeners by telling you how it turns out, but I will say there's a lot of compassion in this play, and this play is one of the great themes in the play is empathy.
There's a line in the play that recurs, and it is, "This book made me think about my life." Mm-hmm. And we hear that in the play, but I think that's true of the play. This play made me think about my life.
Mm-hmm.
There's room for it in the play. Like watching a movie, our audience will come in and they will sit down and we are taking them on a voyage and we're going to bring them way out to sea and they're with us and they're going to come back to shore and without intermission. And our play makes them think about their life.
Well, it is it's a beautiful work, and it's Samuel Hunter's The Whale. It's directed by Kristen Van Genhoven and stars our guests, Timothy Carter and Branny Rabine. It's running at the Charles Wood Theater in Glens Falls, New York, as part of the Adirondack Theater Festival's 2014 season. It runs through July 19th. You can find out more information by going to atfestival.org, atfestival.org. Timothy and Brenny, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you.
Thanks
Joe.
For having us.
Enjoy the run. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.